Are you tired of the same old discussion on the issues? The repeat performances? Then your GPS has directed you to the right place. And now, the world according to us with Arnell and Maloney.
So we are about to begin this podcast, and I hear Kathleen telling her daughter's trying to call her from California.
Yeah.
And I hear her daughter say, "Can't you hear me over the vacuum?"
Yeah.
So what explain what the hell that are you vacuming while we're doing the podcast?
No.
What does that mean?
She has one of those Roomba things, you know, the robot vacuums that go around the house. I had one and I didn't like it. Didn't do a good job. Yeah. I didn't like it. It broke anyway.
They're very pricey too. I mean, you can get one for $100. You can get one for $500, and then you can get an illegal Roomba for like $25.
They have illegal robot
vacuums. They have illegals. Yes, they immigrate to the country.
Okay.
And they're trying to get a better life, and they come here, and you can buy them for $25. I have one of those things, and the problem is, Kathleen, I have so much crap all over the house that it can only go maybe a foot and a half before it runs into some kind of an obstacle.
Right. Well, that's the problem. If you have a ballroom that you want to clean, you know.
Great.
But yeah, I found it to be more trouble than it was worth. It kept getting stuck.
Right. I don't even understand, you know, I have a Roomba. Mm. As though it's like a class warfare thing. We have one. But I don't find any practicality to it. And just one other question about the Roomba. Do you have any carpeting in your house, rugs? Or
No.
Okay, so because I had a debate the other day with somebody about whether or not they work on rugs or not. I don't know. We don't have any of that stuff here. So
no.
Now, what about there's going to be voting taking place, I think, in the Senate over this same-sex marriage bill, which essentially, Kathleen, the way I understand it, is that if you are married in a state where it is legal, then every other state in the nation has to recognize that marriage,
right?
No matter what their own law is. They've got to recognize it, right? And it also, they tweaked it a little bit. So it's good. The House had passed this back in July, but it's got to go back now again because they made some tweaks to it.
They made some accommodations for religious issues.
It. Right.
And I find this bill is not really effective at doing anything. It says that religious organizations don't have to perform these same-sex marriages, and that even if they are still allowed to discriminate, which is what it is, if they are refusing to perform the ceremonies, and that even if they are still discriminating, they will maintain their federal tax-exempt status and everything else. Now, so what's the point of the bill? If religious organizations can still discriminate, and so can states, as a matter of fact, the states that do not recognize same-sex marriage, they have to recognize it now, but they still don't have to perform any of the ceremonies or make it legal in their states. And I think there are 35 states that do not recognize.
I think you're right. That is the number which is kind of, it's just astounding.
It's astounding to me.
It is. It's astounding when you think about it. And also, you know, you mentioned like religious institutions, nonprofit institutions, that this will not infringe upon their, whatever they consider to be their religious rights, but also private businesses, Kathleen, was written into this again to protect, you know, the baker that doesn't want to bake the cake.
Oh, yeah.
And the printer who doesn't want to print the invitations. And at first, look, I thought it was discrimination. But if you're a private business, Kathleen, and you want to make that decision, shouldn't you just live or die by that decision as far as your business is concerned?
I don't think it should be allowed that you can discriminate against people because they want to marry someone of their own sex. What this, quote, respect for marriage bill does is make void a lot of the provisions in the defense for marriage bill that Bill
Clinton
signed.
That's right, 1996.
Signed. Yeah.
Yep, 96.
And that's really discriminated against people who wanted to get married to someone of their own sex. That should just be thrown out. Where is it written anywhere that same-sex people are not allowed to get married? Who decides that?
First of all, it's the antithesis of what conservatives and Republicans in general always talk about, yeah. about people having, you know, get
individual,
out of my life.
Individual
keep my
rights,
individual
yeah.
freedoms and liberties and don't step in, less government intervention and so forth. And then you have that DOMA, the DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act that you were just talking about mm-hmm. in 1996. That's the antithesis of what they preach. Like, stay out of people's lives. If somebody isn't doing any harm to you, then why should it be your business?
I say, who gives anybody yeah, the right yeah, to yeah. legislate that? Yeah. In, if this is a free country, which we think it is, but it's not really a free country when certain segments of the population are singled out as not living the proper life or not following the norms of society.
Let me tell you how liberal I am when it comes to sexual compatibility and relationships and falling in love and all of that stuff. I have always said to my daughters, now a lot of people, you know, I see a shrink every Tuesday, Kath, at 2, Jaime Glickman in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Mm. People think I need to talk about this a little bit more often. I told my daughters, this is going to sound a little bizarre, when I was raising them that I didn't care. We have this, an oak tree at the end of the block, mm-hmm. and I told both my daughters, I don't know, maybe they were like 12, 13 years old or whatever, and I said, if one of you fall in love with that tree at the end of the block, they're like giving me a look.
Yeah.
You know? I said, I don't care if you guys, you know, you hug the tree, and I didn't use the word hump, but I did say hug the tree, and you find some kind of romantic satisfaction out of this thing, as long as you're not hurting anybody else. That's the way I feel about it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you're not, the only area where you and I disagree, and at first I was with you on the train of thought about private businesses, Kath, thinking that it's discrimination if you walk in and you won't bake the cake or print the invitations or any of that stuff. But what about the separation of church and state? If you have a private business and you decide you don't want to look,
well,
and
it's not a church, it's a business.
Yeah, right. But that's my point. It's a business. So shouldn't the business owner be able to decide whether or not he wants to serve serve the gay community?
Absolutely not. Nope.
Here's
That's
where I'm
discrimination,
having...
and I think discrimination against anybody.
Yeah.
If we want to legislate something, let's legislate that. But this respect for marriage bill, it doesn't do anything to prevent that.
And here's where I'm having a little bit of a problem with my own agenda when it comes to private businesses and their personal rights to make these decisions. This bill that's going through today, and then we'll go back to the House again, also includes ethnicity, religion, race. So in other words, if I'm saying it's okay for a private business, and this is what I'm dealing with now, this conflict, I'm saying it's okay for a private business not to print the invitations or bake the cake, then suppose a private business decides I don't want to get involved in an African-American, a black wedding.
Yeah,
okay?
I know.
So is that discrimination?
Yes, it is.
It is discrimination, but somehow, why am I able to separate the two Well, you refer to it as discrimination against gays, lesbians, whatever. I see it as their personal right to decide who they want to do business with. But yet, I don't think they ought to be able to exercise that right when it comes to someone's pigmentation being darker than someone
else's.
Okay,
well, how about
this?
So
how do you resolve that conflict?
Well, how about this? What if one of your daughters is getting married and they're, you know, marrying in a Jewish ceremony? What if the business says, oh, no, we don't print invitations for Jews?
What if the business is owned by Kanye West?
Oh.
Ye invitations.
Yay.
Yay.
It's yay.
Oh, is it yay? Why do I keep calling him ye?
It's spelled Y-E, but it's pronounced
it is Y-E.
Yay.
Oh, it's pronounced
you
yay.
Know, everything with Kanye is like, backwards. Oh, he's in big trouble now about the anti-Semitism.
Oh, my God. How about that dinner he had with Trump down there with the...
with the white supremacist.
The white supremacist.
That must have been some interesting dinner.
And you know what's interesting about that, Kath? I know we're getting off the topic of the same sex, but what's interesting about that is the only Republicans who are speaking critical or criticizing Trump for that are the ones who have an interest in possibly running in 2024.
Yeah, like Pence.
Like Pence, like Chris Christie. Yes, right. Penn said he should apologize. And then Trump, you know, just like he maintained he didn't know who David Duke was, he said he didn't know who this white supremacist was. And then you have other people. I was just reading an analyst the other day. He said, Secret Service, they got to know who's coming into this meeting.
But, you know, honestly, here we go again with freedoms. He's a private citizen now. He can have dinner with whoever he wants. He can invite whoever he wants to Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, but what about the fact that he's running for president in 2024? But he doesn't care.
Even so, I think you can invite whoever you want to dinner.
No, absolutely.
Why is that an issue?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Let me make sure I understand this. First of all, do you think it was an issue that he had dinner with a white supremacist and that he had dinner with Ye?
No. That's not an issue to me. He can have dinner with whoever he wants.
Okay, hold on.
You can invite whoever you want to your dinner table. We live in America. The thing is, our freedoms are getting put into a smaller and smaller box all the time.
Is it a character issue that reflects on Donald John Trump himself that he sat and had dinner with these two people? Is it a character issue?
I don't see it that way.
So you don't see. So if you were to support 45 for re-election, this dinner that he had with Ye and the white supremacist would not affect your support for him whatsoever, given his record over the past couple
of years. Well, people can decide whoever they want to support, and people can decide what issues and what makes them support a person and what doesn't. So it's all very subjective. For me, if I were to support him, which I'm not, if at this point, I don't think that would matter to me at all.
I don't understand. I simply don't.
Because
I don't comprehend how that could not matter to you at all.
It's a free country.
But doesn't it reflect on who he is and what he has, what he stands for?
Well, let's put it this way. If he is hosting them to advance their way of thinking, and if he's affected by that, then maybe that's a problem. But, well, you can have dinner, you can have a conversation with someone you totally disagree with, with someone you totally despise. That's just the free country we live in.
Okay, so here we go. First of all, his tolerance level for anti-Semitism is just, considering that his own daughter is a Reformed Jew and his grandchildren are Jewish, people keep bringing that up, his defenders. Oh, he can't be anti-Semitic. His own family is comprised of Jews and so forth. I don't understand, Kathleen. Let me just take this to the extreme.
Let's put it this way. You're focusing on the anti-Semitic angle.
Right.
What if he's
and the white supremacy.
What if he's talking to Kanye about business? They're both businessmen.
You don't talk to him about business. You don't invite him over.
Why?
You don't speak to why? Because you know that he's got anti-Semitism running through his veins, that he brings along this white supremacist for dinner with him. See, I don't have the ability. You have some magical, mystical ability to put up a line of a line of demarcation between someone's own personal behavior and their beliefs, and if they're coming over for a business meal.
I want to know.
You are flabbergasting me today.
I
got
to
tell you.
What these people with these extreme views, I want to know what they're thinking and maybe try to understand why they think
the way
they
do. So you think Trump's dinner with Ye and with the supremacist helps us to better understand what is going through their minds?
I don't know what the purpose of the dinner was, but he has the right to have whoever he wants over for dinner, and I don't think anyone should be judged by who they invite to their house for dinner.
And let's be very clear on this. If you were considering, which you are not, voting for Donald Trump for president again, him having dinner with these two individuals would not, I just want to be clear on this.
That would not affect my decision. I would decide whether or not to vote for a person based on what I think he's going to do for the country.
So character, which I talk about a lot, is not a very big issue with you then. Is that right? In this particular sense, you don't care about...
I don't see that it's a character issue here. Like I said, you're free in this country to have whoever you want to your house for dinner. So I'm never going to tell you who's coming to my house for dinner, because you might judge me, my character, based on the people I invite to come and have dinner with.
Maloney, remember?
I'm not telling you who's coming to dinner at my house.
There was a movie, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. Let me tell you something. You're not coming to dinner. I'm really, this is just, you
are. So you're not inviting me to dinner?
I don't know.
No,
maybe
you're
I'll
not?
Maybe I'll do lunch with you at IHOP or something. But I don't know that I'm going to take you out to a better restaurant or invite you into my home until I figure out how to get you to filter through this kind of lunatic.
We've had dinner. We've gone.
We've had lunch. We've had dinner.
So you now. So now.
Because you're evolving into to insanity in certain areas of your life right now.
No.
Political ideological thinking.
I am
insanity.
No, I'm just very open minded to all people and all ideas. I am open minded.
After this podcast is over today, I'll be thinking to myself. How, and we don't embellish. You know how most podcasters and talk radio people, they embellish the story to make it intriguing and entertaining. Yeah, you didn't come up with that conclusion that it won't bother you if he runs for president again. That's the way you feel about it. And now I'm just thinking.
I don't think
about
that
this, it's going to take me hours to get over this.
I don't think that it has anything to do with him running for president. People are trying to make a big deal out of this. It's not a big deal. So you don't speak to anyone who you disagree with or whose ideology you don't agree with. You don't speak to anyone. You don't get together with anyone unless they are in agreement with you and they're not expressing any ideas that you disagree with.
Let me tell you this real quickly about how I sometimes do not stand up for my principles. Real quick here. I'm in a post office yesterday and I'm doing a bulk mailing of something like, I don't know, 60 boxes or something that I wanted to send out. And it's in a very traditional conservative little town adjacent to mine. And I walk in there and the postmaster in there, I said to her, is the guy who Trump appointed still the postmaster general? Now, I want to stay on her good side. You know, they're doing all of this extra work for me there. And she said, yes, and he's doing a very good job. He's focusing in on efficiency. He's cutting out jobs where people were doing redundant things on their at work, things that could have been done in 4 seconds by automation. We need Donald Trump back. Okay, that's what she says. Mm-hmm. So I just sort of went, yeah. That's all I said, okay? A guy walks in 5 seconds later with the Make America Great Again hat. Okay, this is the kind of community he is. Mm-hmm. And he's got red, white, and blue sneakers. And he comes in. And I yield because the woman who's helping me, she said, can I stop the order now for a second and just help this other customer? Because there's only one person at the window at that time. I said, yeah, absolutely. And then the guy just said to me, thank you, sir. And I kept thinking to myself, I really didn't want to give the guy a break because of his, you know, wearing the whole garb and everything.
So does that make him a bad person? Because he has different ideas than you and he thinks.
No.
Does that make him, is he someone who should be shunned? Is he someone who should be ridiculed as you did by making fun of his red, white, and blue sneakers?
No,
shame on you for being that way toward people. Seriously, that's the problem in this country.
But they were
that's
kind
why
of,
we're so divided. You know, we don't have any tolerance anymore.
Kathleen, the big problem is that, and I always focus in on this, that guy comes in with the Make America Great Again hat and the red, white, and blue sneakers. And there was a little bit of me that wanted to start, not in there at that time, but whenever I see somebody like that, I want to just start a conversation with them and just say, not questioning their right to do it in America, but like, what is it? What's your reasoning behind your support, given everything else that we have learned about this individual? Same thing with Herschel Walker in Georgia. How could you? But that's part of the problem, Keith, why we're divided. We are at a point now where we don't even know if we can begin a civil discourse or conversation because we don't know if there's going to be a physical reaction, a mental health issue involved.
No, that's bad.
You know, how are we ever going to get past that?
That's not a good evolution of our country because somebody thinks differently or has different ideas or supports a different policy than you agree with, all of a sudden it becomes often violent, as a matter of fact.
You know, I have my hand cupped over my forehead right now because I just cannot believe your attitude
toward that dinner.
I just can't.
You are one of those people who
just
cannot open his mind to see that someone else thinks differently than you.
By the way, the red, white, and blue sneakers, hysterical. Yeah. Okay. I mean, this guy looked like he was a pitch man for Ronald McDonald with these big, goofy-looking red, white, and blue
used to mean patriotism. Why not anymore?
Right.
Why has it become a caricature?
Because let me tell you how far this guy went, Keith. On one sneaker, he had a blue lace, and on the other, he had a red lace.
Wow.
It was. I mean, it was really, really.
He's an American patriot.
An American patriot. Unbelievable. I think it's time
for
the odd and the offbeat.
Hold on
a second. I got one bell. The better one that cost a little more.
Yeah.
And then you have got me into this thing now that I absolutely love.
Them.
Yes. Hold on a second.
Especially for the holiday season.
It's
especially in spirit with the holiday.
We always ring the bell for the odd and the offbeat. By the way, I was out shopping the other day and I passed a Salvation Army person with the
Yeah,
I kept thinking about the odd and the offbeat. Because.
You do not want to miss this. The odd and the offbeat is straight ahead with Arnell and Maloney.
All right, Maloney, here's my odd and offbeat for the day. A Florida woman.
It's usually a Florida man.
Anything from Florida could fit into the odd and the offbeat most of the time. A Florida woman is suing Kraft for $5 million, get ready now, saying Velveeta microwave mac and cheese takes longer to make than advertised.
Oh.
Now, listen to this. The label on a cup of Velveeta's microwavable mac and cheese says the meal takes 3.5 minutes to prepare. But this Florida woman says it's false because she talks about the packaging and getting it ready and putting it into the microwave. So she's suing Kraft now and she wants to start a class action lawsuit for $5 million.
Oh, wow.
Listen, because it doesn't take 3.5 minutes. And her attorney says that she is paying a premium for this product, for the convenience of it. But when she got it home, it took her a couple of more minutes than the 3.5 minutes to get it ready.
Yeah, but on the package, it tells you it takes 3.5 minutes to put it in the microwave. They don't count opening the package. And maybe this woman has problems opening things. I don't know. Maybe she's slow.
And
maybe her microwave isn't good enough.
You know what? It could be a bad microwave.
Yeah.
It could be. Don't quote me on this one, but I think her attorney made the case that also she's thrifty and in this type of, time of 6-6 inflation and all of that other stuff, that she wouldn't spend more for this product unless it wasn't for the convenience sake. But here's my thing. I've got news for her.
Even if it takes 5 minutes to get that product
ready, my point.
It is a lot quicker than making your own mac and cheese.
Yeah, but the thing is, Kat, if money is so important to this woman, as is being discussed right now, why would you go out and spend the extra money? You can buy mac and cheese, especially if you're not buying Kraft and you're just buying the generic, the store brand in Walmart for probably like 69 cents a box
probably,
or something.
That's true.
So if she's so worried about the money, why is she spending, $2.50 so that she can cook it in 3.5 minutes instead of 6.5 minutes, when you put it in the
water. That's like one of these, I would consider that a frivolous lawsuit.
Well, that's Kraft's response.
She's fishing for some dough,
Is she literally fishing for some dough? And Kraft dismissed the lawsuit as frivolous.
Absolutely.
Exactly that you said, what you said in the statement.
Hey,
frivolous lawsuits.
We have it on the odd and the offbeat, so that tells you what
that is. That tells you how frivolous it is. Sounds crazy.
That's this edition of The World According to Us with Arnell and Maloney. Don't forget podcast updates throughout the week, and thanks for listening.